It's Thursday, September 25, 2025.
If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail.
Trump spews blizzard of misinformation on climate and renewable energy at the UN. Going, going, gone. Federal electric vehicle tax credits expire October 1. Plus,
green and low carbon transition is the trend of our time.
China announces its first ever emissions reduction target.
They're going the right way, we're going the wrong way. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
But enough about you, Donald. This is our Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, well, that was kind of some madness at the United Nations this week.
Indeed, it was. And also, traffic in New York City was even worse than usual as world leaders attended the United Nations General Assembly because of a botched delivery that caused an oil spill that snarled traffic just a few blocks from the UN during high-level climate negotiations.
An oil spill in New York City.
Yep.
Great.
Not nearly as ironic. In a rambling, hour-long, and often unintentionally hilarious speech to the UN on Tuesday, Donald Trump peddled a blizzard of misinformation, debunked lies, and myths to deny the reality of climate change, trash international efforts to do anything about it, and denounce the global transition to renewable energy.
Fun!
Climate change. It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion. We're getting rid of the falsely named renewables. By the way, they're a joke. They don't work. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail.
How is renewables falsely named?
I don't know. The AP headline was poignant. Trump calls climate change a con job as leaders of drowning nations watch at the UN.
Mm.
In reality, decades of research and thousands of studies show the planet is warming due to humanity's burning of fossil fuels, and scientists' predictions of global temperatures, rising seas, and extreme weather impacts have proven true. In reality, renewable energy is increasingly powering the global economy because wind and solar are the cheapest energy sources in most countries.
And yet, Donald Trump repeatedly said that wind is the most expensive form of energy. What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. World leaders ignored Trump.
Good.
The next day, unveiling new targets to cut their climate warming greenhouse gas emissions at a UN high-level summit. Most notable was China, the world's largest greenhouse gas emitter, announcing its first ever concrete emission reduction target, pledging to cut greenhouse gas emissions by up to 10% by 2035 and increase deployment of wind and solar power sixfold. In a video message, Chinese leader Xi Jinping spoke through a translator, taking a dig at the U.S.
Green and low-carbon transition is the trend of our time. While some country is acting against it, the international community should stay focused on the right direction.
Some country. I wonder which one he was referring to.
Climate experts say China's target is consequential but insufficient, and that Trump's retreat on climate action makes China look good by comparison. China is electrifying and building clean energy capacity at a breakneck pace and dominates the solar and electric vehicle industries worldwide. With the Trump administration pushing to increase fossil fuel pollution and emissions, and block cheap wind and solar, energy experts say Trump and Republicans are forfeiting the global clean energy race to China.
Yep.
At the special high-level climate summit, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged lagging countries to move faster to cut emissions, warning that the world is set to vastly exceed the limit of 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming that nations agreed to a decade ago in Paris.
The science compels climate action, so does the economics. The bottom line, clean is competitive. And climate action is imperative.
In other news, starting October 1st, Americans will pay more for clean electric vehicles because Trump and congressional Republicans repealed Biden-era federal EV tax credits that help defray the higher upfront costs of EVs compared to conventional polluting gasoline cars.
Tragic.
And finally, a bit of better news.
Thank you.
A judge on Monday gave the green light to restart work on a nearly complete billion-dollar offshore wind farm off the coast of Rhode Island that had been abruptly halted last month by the Trump administration. The Trump Interior Department had ordered a halt to construction, citing vague national security concerns, even though the Defense Department had reviewed and approved the project.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.